I used to struggle with severe anxiety for a very long portion of my life, and I didn't even know it was happening because I just thought that that's how my brain naturally worked. Well, recently, I've been fortunate enough, and I've made the decision, so it's obviously it's been on me, but I've been fortunate enough to be able to see the difference between what thoughts that I have that are anxious are real and which ones are not. And the challenge with anxiety is the fact that it feels 100% real. When we're anxious, we have, it's like there's a cougar in front of us. We can't tell the difference. It's not like people that are anxious are dumb. It's not at all. Like, we don't know why anxiety happens to us, but we just have this overwhelming sensation of everything. The building is about to collapse at any moment all the time. This is like what it feels like, right? And I'll sort of tell you what has happened with me and what I've learned from it. I've said this before, but I've been taking a medication called Strattera. And what it essentially does is it increases the norepinephrine I have in my system. And because I have ADHD, it has completely fixed, I can't tell you how many problems that I've had, but one of them was my anxiety. It's gone. It's totally gone. I'll give you an example, sort of what that feels like. You know, when I'm sort of going through my day, normally, I would be thinking about all of these different things that would just be, and I couldn't filter any of them, and I didn't have control over any of them. So it would be like, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if this is the case? What if I go to work and nothing? What if I call a bunch of clients and no one picks up? What if all these different what ifs basically hit my head and I can't function because I can't get a clear enough head to actually do anything? And I didn't know that that was actually dysfunction in my physiology. I thought that that was my fault. I thought that if I just found a better solution that things would get better, but they didn't. And what I thought was weakness by going to, you know, a medical professional and saying, I think something's wrong. Only later, when I got something that fixed the problem, did I realize it was bravery, right? Okay, well, what is the whole point of this? Well, this medicine, I take it in the morning, and what it does is it takes 2 hours to kick in, and then it kicks in for the whole day, and it allows me to function. It's hard to explain the full effect of what it's doing, but like I said, it increases the norepinephrine and serotonin in my system. And it does this because I naturally have, I think, very low levels of it, but this basically prevents the reuptake of it. And the way that what this manifests as is it quiets my mind. It doesn't necessarily make me tired. It just makes it so that I can like choose what I think about. And I don't have distracted thoughts about all of the things that could go wrong all the time. And I don't have, there's no more hyper-focusing or anything like that. I don't feel like I'm guided by impulse and stimulating ideas all the time. I feel like I'm just doing whatever I'm doing. And I have full control over my, sort of my function. Okay. Okay. So the thing about the medicine is that it only kicks in. It kicks in about 2 hours after I take it in the morning. It works all day. But then when I wake up in the morning, I don't have it. And when I wake up in the morning, what's crazy is that the thoughts that I have in the morning feel significantly more like they used to. So I will wake up in the morning, and this will give you an example of what I mean. I wake up in the morning, and despite evidence for weeks that this medicine is doing what it needs to do, what I will do is I will sit there, and I will tell myself, oh, what if you take the medicine and something goes wrong? What if you have a bad reaction? What if, like, you have a heart attack? What if, you know, this medicine is ungodly expensive? It's $642 a month. It's stupid without insurance. I have it now, but won't soon. And it's like, what the heck? That's crazy. So, like, what am I supposed to do? So I have all these anxious thoughts when I wake up, and all these thoughts that have to, that are legit, like, evidence from the day before doesn't impact them. I just have the thought. I'm like, you know, what if I take it today and I die? What if I take it today and I can't function? What if I get super dependent on it and I don't know what I'm supposed to do? What if I can't pay for the medicine and I don't know how I'm going to function without it? Like, these are the thoughts that I have when I wake up, and they're fully natural thoughts. Like, they feel just like all the thoughts I had for 25 years of my life. But the way that I know that the thoughts are not real, at least they are not ones that they're ones that I can sort of study and really look at them and go, wait a second. Like, I'm going to study this thought for a second. There's no evidence to suggest that this is true. And in some of those thoughts, it's like, yesterday was amazing. The day before was amazing. The day before that was amazing. Weeks have been amazing. So why on earth would I believe this thought, right? Then I take the medicine and the thought goes away. It's gone. And then it comes back the next morning. And then I take the medicine and it's gone. It's really interesting. But what it's allowing me to do with myself is it's allowing me to be able to recognize that the thoughts that I have, I need to be able to play Where's Waldo with them. So like, what do I mean by that? Well, if I think about it this way, you know, I get really, when I haven't had my medicine yet or whatever, or, you know, if it wears off or whatever, it doesn't really wear off. But in the morning, you know, before I take it, you know, over time, the hope is that it's not going to be this way. And it's just going to be consistently, I'll just have high levels and I won't have to feel this way. But for right now, like, this is how I feel, right? Well, what I'm basically doing is super analyzing those questions when I'm anxious. So like in the morning, when I feel this feeling of like, oh my gosh, I have to build generational wealth for my family. I have to, because no one else is going to do it but me. And I have to, I have to pick everybody up on my back and do it because I have to solve all the problems. And I don't know that this medicine is going to work. When I have all those thoughts and feelings and the way that they make me feel, I basically just sit there and stare at them because I know they go away. They go away as soon as I take the medicine. And I try to get to the bottom of like what's going on with those thoughts. And in many cases, what I basically just kind of conclude is that that's just like misfiring brain cells. Like I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying like some of the conclusions I'm making are legitimate things to be concerned about or to be aware of. But once I take my medicine, I'm able to just process out, okay, I do something about it. Like I'm able to do that. I couldn't do that before. And for people out there that don't have the luxury to be able to do that, which is pretty much the whole point of the video, it's not about that. It's about what happens when I have those anxious thoughts and can't do anything about them. Well, the challenge is to be able to sit there and sit in the thought and just study the thought. Just study it. And it's like there is a level of compulsivity that happens with some of these thoughts where we have no control over them and then they just stay there. And with some of those thoughts, maybe they aren't real. They feel real, but it's kind of scary to think, but like maybe we don't have to actually believe those thoughts. But then you start to ask the question of what do I believe at that point? And it starts to get scary and like borderline schizophrenic a little bit because you're like, what thoughts do I believe about myself, about the world? Which ones don't I? Like, what do I do with this? And it's like there isn't like a straightforward answer, but I can just say for me, what has helped me is being able to sustain those anxious thoughts for a given period of time and just sit with them. Sit with those anxious thoughts. They don't get processed because if I haven't had my medicine yet, they don't process, right? They just sit there. But if I can sit with those thoughts enough, I can start to maybe tell the difference. Like I can start to filter which thoughts are reasonable and legit. Like I have to pay my bills. Oh my gosh, how am I going to pay my bills this month? If I don't know that, that might be something worth considering, right? But like, I'm going to mow the lawn later. And if I mow the lawn and I hit a rock and it blows up the lawnmower, I could go to the hospital. Like that is kind of like an irrational thought, right? Because I've hit a rock and nothing happened. See? And like, that's not how the lawnmower works, right? So having the ability to sit with the thought and be willing to be like, maybe this one isn't real. Because like you could do all of the I'm not a therapist. I'm not a licensed professional, any of that stuff, but I was raised by one. And you can do all of the therapy internally. You can do the cognitive behavioral stuff. You can sit there and ask the question of why is this fear here? What is it? What's it caused by? What's it caused? You could go all the way down the chain and the anxiety doesn't go away. So consider that and be like, hey, maybe this one is just an irrational fear and maybe I just have like neurological things going on in my head that are just lying to me. Maybe my brain is just lying to me. And like, that's what I started to do. And I got to the point now where I'm like, with some of those anxieties, I'm able to sort of do that. And then if we can sort of figure out ways to sustain, I'm going to have to do this at some point because I'm eventually going to have to function without the medicine, right? And so I'm going to have to be able to sustain those thoughts, right? Sustain those anxious thoughts and function anyway. And be able to sit there with that thought in my head and function anyway. And there's this level of endurance that goes with sustaining the thoughts. And I'm not for a second saying that you have to sit there with those thoughts and you can't get them fixed. Like, by all means, if there's a solution to, you know, try to see if it's fixable. But if it's not a fixable thing, for whatever reason, being able to sustain the thought in the sense that you basically, it's almost like you're like planking. You know how like you go to plank and you just sit there and hold it? It's like the longer you're able to hold the thought in your head and not have it impact your functioning, the longer you're going to be able to do that over time. And that's kind of what I've learned for myself, where it's like, I'm just not going to let this thought affect me. And I've noticed the fact that those intrusive thoughts that function like that, they all tend to be not legit. The real thoughts are the ones that are evidence-based, and they're, so they're based in evidence, but they're also ones that, I have more control over them. If I don't have a control, this is kind of how I would conclude it. For myself, if I don't have control over a thought, and the thought is by definition irrational, and I cannot control it, and it makes no sense, and there's no evidence that it's based on, and it's a fear, it's probably anxiety. And it's probably something that I can learn to sustain if I can't kick it out.